Stopcast is an explicit rated podcast that will contain foul language, sexual references, and poorly timed jokes. The Stopcast crew is not responsible for missing farm animals or recurring charges from your therapist.
Stopcast.
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 Jay.
Mike.
Pac-Man.
Stopcast Podcast. To hear a show. God.
God. Hello and welcome to the Stopcast Podcast, episode number 308.
Hey, it's December 11th, 2016.
What's up, everybody? My name is Jay. With me, of course, is Mike.
What's up?
And Pac-Man.
Yo.
Welcome to the show. Stopcast.net's our website. Go there and check that out. Stopcast@gmail.com and send us some email, for Christ's sake. 209-845-7867 is our phone number. And that's about it. That's how you can reach us. Send us something, please. I'm not begging, but I'm begging.
Need that clip of Chris Farley where he's like, for the love of God!
Yeah.
Send us an email unless you want to be down on the river.
Engine is a site that you can go to sign up if you need a website for your guild, or you need voice hosting if you're not using Discord.
Which everybody is, because it's fucking free.
Right.
And it's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty good. We've converted, and we're adopting it and liking it. So there's that. What else? Another couple weeks is Christmas. We'll probably have one more show. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll probably have one more show next week, and then we'll probably take, 2 weeks off?
Yep. From the show?
Yeah, because you got Christmas, and then you got New Year's.
And my birthday.
Yeah, when's your birthday?
December 31st.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no shit.
Hell yeah. Day on my birthday.
Yeah, that's pretty tough. Yeah, we'll be taking probably 2 weeks off for that one.
Yeah.
Well, the first.
The first?
This is Sunday.
Yeah. We'll see.
New Year's Eve party's on the 31st.
We'll see how hungover everybody is.
I guarantee I will not be.
No? Not going to be hungover?
No.
No big party for you?
Nope.
That's going to be lucky to be alive.
That's correct. That's a truly funny observation. And absolutely correctly.
It's a truly funny observation.
Because I'm trying to cut, bourbon and liquor out of my life because of what it does to me, so.
I wish you were.
That might be my one exception for the years. My birthday, New Year's Eve, I will drink it.
Yeah.
I wonder if you could get drunk if you just, dipped a sock or something in it or soaked one and then just stuck it in your armpit and walked around. And you didn't have to actually drink it.
Might not have any hairs left after you've done that.
Smell amazing, though.
Yeah.
Hmm? Yeah.
New antiperspirant.
Jim Gnarly says, fuck New Year's Eve parties and fuck being hungover. Recent bad experience, Gnarly?
Yeah.
Email.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get into
Chief. Chief's making a bed.
He doing it again.
Yeah.
All right. Talk about what we did.
What?
What did you do this week?
All right, so Mike, what do we do this week?
I don't know. I just want to know how you make a plastic floor comfortable by scratching it. Just a
bitch. I don't know. Apparently,
I'm gonna fluff this motherfucker up.
Well, he's trying.
And then, I say something to him, I look over and he's like, "Fuck you won't." you're fucking disturbing me.
Oh shit! Yeah, what did I do this week? I got myself a piece of plywood and I've laid it down on the bedroom floor. And last night I started scratching on it, and then Darcy was yelling at me to quiet down because she was doing a podcast. Jay's lost. I'm still on Chief scratch and making a bet. His face, Jay's making The fuck? Where's he going means. With this?
What does that mean? Is this a home improvement project?
I was giving myself wood. Oh, finally got back in the woods.
Yeah.
My dad and I were out today and yesterday, and finally we're able to get a pickup into where we need to be cutting. So we're a little stoked about that because it's literally been 2.5 months since we cut a tree. It's been a long day since we left for Campathon.
Yeah, that's when you stopped cutting trees.
Haven't cut a tree since Campathon.
Damn.
So, yeah, we're
getting like the shakes or something, or
a little bit of withdrawals. Withdrawal? Yeah. Mostly with our bank account.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So,
some withdrawals there.
I want to do a podcast, do that. Yeah, finally got back out there. I got my buncher man coming back tomorrow. Got to meet him in the morning, give him his pickup so he can start for the winter and give him some other shit. And 2 days later, on Wednesday, the rest of the crew is coming back so we can get cranked up. So I got two brand new truck drivers I got to worry about now that I'm going to be either riding along with for a couple of days to make sure the one guy is perfectly comfortable, or he's riding along with one of the other truck drivers so he can kind of get a feel for the roads.
Are they new to truck driving, or are they just new to your company?
New to our company. One of them has hauled wood in the winter before.
Okay.
So he has some ice road experience.
Yeah.
And the other one has never been off a blacktop and has never driven with a tandem axle truck.
Just watched Ice Road Truckers.
Yeah.
So our insurance company is super stoked about this guy who's never been off the blacktop. But you know, sometimes that's the best way to have a new employee come in, is to be green completely so that you can learn from scratch. You can train them the right way and the wrong way to do things. You know, don't do it like this, do it like this.
Right.
And instead of them having some really bad habits and not being able to help them at all, which is usually what I find with the guys that are over 40. So
they don't want to tell them how to do their job.
Well, for the most part, I'm pretty approachable, unless they fuck something up. So when I say we need to do something, like, they usually listen.
Yeah.
Plus, if they don't listen, they got to go find another job. So that's kind of a big deal. But, yeah, man, I'm just really excited to be finally getting back to work. I've folded more laundry in my entire life. This is fucking ridiculous. But let's see. Aside from that, from work, with Raiden, we got a few new progression bosses.
Mm-hmm.
This is going up.
Yes.
We finally cleared Heroic Emerald Nightmare, so that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't take too much effort. We actually felt pretty good about that. Got back in, got another Odin kill, and finished off Gwarm. And didn't really take any time to go after Helya, so that's the next goal, normal Trial of Valor.
Mm-hmm.
And then once we get that, we may or may not bother with Heroic Trial of Valor. I don't know. I'm assuming we will. All I know is that it's way, way fucking overtuned.
Yeah.
Way, way overtuned. All the stuff I've looked at, people I've talked to said, yeah, it's pretty, pretty fucking highly overtuned. Very big curve from normal to heroic. Very big curve.
Hmm.
But we'll give it a go. I don't know if we'll actually get heroic Helya. I'm going to guess that we probably will be close before Nighthold comes out. Because when Nighthold is going to come out, what? And sometime January? Nighthold release date. How's that? Thanks, Google. Early 2017. That's all we get. All right.
That could be anywhere from January to June.
Right? Yeah. Fuckers. So that's what we got for now. We recruited a demon hunter somehow.
Yeah.
So welcome to Vatic.
Right.
Pretty good. Pretty good addition to the group. He's like number one or number two on our meters usually.
Yeah, dude, so, he jumped in and fit right in with the group, too,
mm-hmm.
like he'd been there for a year.
Yeah, he found my post on the Realm forums, of all places, and nobody, like, I'll go on the Realm forums.
Yeah.
I put this post up, like, a month and a half ago that we were looking for DPS.
Yeah.
It was still the sixth post on the forums.
Yeah, nobody.
Nobody uses the forums. Yeah. So, he hit me up right before raid on Tuesday. He's like, hey, I put in an application on the website. Just wondering if you're still looking for DPS. I'm like,
oh, yeah. Perfect timing.
Gotta check, got to check the website once in a while. I forget about that shit. yeah, I added him to group and told him to give him a trial run. And fuck, by the end of the raid, he was like, yeah, I want in. This has been fun.
Yeah.
So he gave himself credit for our clear. So, yeah, yeah, the new Demon Hunter, and you end up clearing Emerald Nightmares. Coincidence? I think not. Yeah. So, yeah, he fit right in. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Just to grab a guy up off the street, and he fits right in with everybody. So, yeah, things have been really going smooth. I mean, aside from wondering where all my mages are, we're having some really good numbers starting to pop up again, and firing on all pistons for once.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Wicked Bob could use a little bit more numbers.
Yeah.
On the healing end. Just a shot. Just a shot. He's doing fine. Just to give him shit, because he's a bottom.
He's a bottom.
Yeah. There's only three of us, so somebody has to be on the bottom. It sure as fuck ain't going to be me.
Right.
Because I'm a top.
Guess sometimes I'm in the middle most of the time. Sometimes I'm on top, though. I climb up there.
Yep.
Get up there for always a different
view.
Always
with the dragons.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Or, no.
Which one is
the
it?
The bug bitch. The first one. Nathandra.
Yeah.
Always beat me on that one. But yeah, that's Overwatch. I've been playing the shit out of Overwatch.
Yeah.
You like get up any to 100 free chance yet? I get. Almost.
Yeah.
98.
Nice.
Almost. So I'll get that in the next couple weeks, I suppose. Get to 100. Get my first star.
Yeah.
And still feel terrible. I did my first match with a fucking 5-star.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. And he was like level 60 again after his 5th star.
Wow.
Literally must be all that guy does is just play Overwatch.
Yeah.
And you know what the shitty thing was? He wasn't that good.
No?
No.
Yeah.
You don't wasn't have to be good to get levels. You just gotta play.
That's true.
Yeah. But you'd think after playing that many matches, you would know some.
You think after 13 things. Fucking years of World of Warcraft, these some bitches would be good too.
That's a good point, dude. What's the fuck? Why are my feet so hot? God. Yeah, that was it for me. I didn't get into much else. How about you?
Who?
You guys are wondering who is it? You?
You can't say you.
RJ, how about you?
Oh, a lot of the same as far as raiding and stuff goes. Typical bullshit, working on world quests, trying to get, I got to get Saramar done. I'm still so far behind with that.
I just need to get that done.
I'm just dreading going through all that because I hate questing. But, yeah, I need to get that done. Played a little bit on my druid just to get something different, a little bit different to, mix it up a little bit. Nothing too exciting there. Overwatch, I've been playing that here and there. Almost level 70. So it's, I'm a little behind you, but getting up there and doing quick matches. Got my, got those 10, what are they called?
Placement matches
done, yep.
Competitive.
Yeah, we need to do a little competitive mode once in a while here. If you'd be down for that. Mm-hmm. I don't know how it is on season 3, but
it literally means nothing to me if I tank my rating. So it's
win
or lose, I'm just there for booze.
I'm not shooting for any sponsorships or anything either. Right. That's for sure. But it seemed like the placement matches were really close for me. Anyway, I don't know. I think you had a little bit different experience, but for me, like every one of my placement matches was really good matchup. So I'm kind of eager to see what the actual, season matches are.
Yeah, mine did go that way.
Yeah,
I told you.
Right. Are they still coming down hard on cheaters and shit, or have they pretty much weed them out?
They're still coming down pretty hard on them. If people are running bots or whatever, I mean, there was a big argument during one of my quick matches where somebody, they didn't even get at the end of the match, they didn't even get a card. It's not like they were outstanding at the end of the match. You know, they had like 2 of the gold medals on our team, but somebody accused them of botting. Like, you're running an aim bot. You kicked my ass too many fucking times. Nobody's that good. He's like, I'm not botting. Fuck you, man. And they just went back and forth. But that carried on. These two, even though, it goes back and forth if you go into the next match.
Oh, yeah.
Because you just keep going consecutive matches. These two carried on for, like, 3 different matches, even if they were on the same team.
Wow.
They were going back and forth. Like, see that shot? There's no fucking way you're not botting. I don't even know how the fuck anybody does that? Like, you know, what is a bot? Like, what can you get to cheat with in Overwatch? How does it work?
Oh, yeah. It's aimbots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I don't know how that works. Like, how does
it'll automatically, it'll pretty much automatically lock on to your head. All you gotta do is sit there and shoot.
Hmm. Well, then I pretty much guarantee there was a Tracer who was doing that.
Yeah.
Because that fucking Tracer, if I'm playing Tracer, and I run in and I shoot at somebody, and I gotta blink the fuck back out, but I know I've been in, and she gets uptight and blasts me.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll fucking kill me in one shot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not one shot, but like one, she empties her clipper and then blinks away and I'm dead.
Yeah.
Something's wrong.
Yeah.
Usually if you'll watch like the kill cam, like if, you know, their crosshairs or whatever, like just super steady and super fixated on a certain spot on you, then they're usually using an aimbot.
Yeah. That's
you know, like cool. if you was to like, you know they're shooting at you and you're juking.
Mm-hmm.
And their crosshairs are just dead on you.
Yeah.
And that's aimbot. Now, there is some people that are really fucking good. Like that girl, I cannot remember her name.
Oh, like she's Korean.
Like, she could keep it on you like that. But it's rare for somebody to be able to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Because usually, you know, when you're juking around, there's a little bit of a lag with them trying to catch up to you. But you'll know what I'm talking about. If you ever watch a kill cam, you can definitely tell the difference.
Mm.
So, I'd be up for some Overwatch after this, you guys. Well, no, I think my schedule will be it now. Never mind.
Oh, I'll go a match or two.
Yeah.
I can do that. Right. I got, like, tomorrow my start time is 7 for where I got to meet my truck. But I still got to be to our shop at 6:30, so I got to be up about 5:45, something like that, 6-ish. So then I have time to have coffee, make an egg, have some toast.
Yeah.
Pack my can of soup.
What did you have for breakfast?
You could use some George Jones sausage and biscuits. I've been eating the fuck out of them every morning.
Yeah.
Fuck.
They're good.
Sounds good. Fuck.
Yeah, anyway. Moving a whole shitload of snow today. We got probably about a foot of snow.
Are you glad you kept the Bobcat now?
No, I didn't keep the Bobcat. I sold it a long time ago.
What?
Yeah.
Fuck? Why'd you sell the Bobcat? What'd you do, shovel it?
I don't need it. No, I got a plow on the four-wheeler.
Oh.
So I'm just cruising around on that. It's not a big deal. It's just a shitload of snow that you have
How much snow do you think you got?
Yeah, it's probably a good 12 to 14 inches.
No shit.
Yeah, dude. It's been snowing all day.
Now I got to look at my app.
Pain in my ass. I hate it.
After snow 2.5 months.
Just cold.
Yeah.
Well,
cold. What's
now,
cold?
You say cold.
Like 40?
It's cold.
Like 45?
No. This morning it was 17.
Okay. That's getting down there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the high was 14 here today.
Yeah.
Yeah. You live in fucking Canada practically. 17's cold as fuck here. But tomorrow it'll be 80. Welcome to Kentucky.
Shit. Fuck you. Yeah, anyway, that's about all I got. Pac, how was your week?
That's nothing. No, we went on the progression train this week. I actually got to raid this Wednesday since I'm done with everything. This is my first Wednesday back.
Yeah.
Nice.
Went in Heroic, Emerald Nightmare. Got two more left. So we're, 5 and 7? And we'd only done the first boss in Heroic, but we haven't been hitting it all that hard, so we just went in there and pounded it out. I mean, we just one-shotting shit. Yeah. First time we ever done it and just one-shot and stuff. But the Dragons and Urshock we tried before, but anyway, went through, one-shot all that shit. Friday, of course, Odin's down, got Guam down, or Guam, however the fuck you want to know his name. didn't attempt Hell Yeah, because we didn't have about 30 minutes left and didn't want to clear trash.
Mm-hmm.
So we're pretty much next Wednesday going to go in, finish up the last two bosses in Heroic and get Hell Yeah down. And then I think we're pretty much going to slow it up there, pump the brakes, and probably just do some Heroic Odin, Heroic Grom until Nighthold comes out.
Hmm. Yeah.
You know, for no more than we pushed it, because we took, you know, week off for Campathon. We took the whole week off for Campathon.
Mm-hmm.
We took the whole week off for Thanksgiving. And we started, after the damn game had been out almost a month before we even started raiding.
Yeah.
Because we waited
Right.
Like, you know, and then me being out 4 weeks and I'm just kind of slowly doing shit with, you know, some of the other off tanks that we have. And for no more than what we've done, we've progressed really well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For no more effort that we put into it. And like I was telling you guys earlier, if we sat down and actually hit it hard and raid for more than 2 hours, then I think we'd be a hell of a whole lot further than we are. But, you know, like I said, for no more than what we've done, we're doing really good.
Yeah, I mean, and you also got to think, too, this, you know, this is a whole new guild for you guys in this expansion. It's not like you guys have been raiding together.
No, these are all PvPers.
For years and years, you know.
So yeah, I mean,
pretty good.
Two or three raiders. Everybody else was strictly PvPers. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, for no more effort than we put into it, we're keeping up with the Joneses there.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that's about it as far as raiding. I got talked into going and doing some PvP like Friday night,
yeah.
And then I got talked into it again today. ran some arenas and pretty good.
Yeah.
It relit an old flame.
Did you see that little smirk down there?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
I went in as a tank, you know, and just fucking off pretty much. I mean, you know, winning a few, losing a few, and a lot of probably shit. I'd say 7 or 8 people have went back into it. Because we're not just running shit to farm now, we're just doing progression. So, you know, we got a little time to do what you want. You know, people are leveling other classes and getting them out and stuff. So I think people are wanting to get back into PvP too and do both.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm going to fire the old RBG team back up.
Oh, shit.
And run that maybe a night or two a week. And I feel like I was doing okay as a tank, but I wasn't doing the smash your face warrior damage like I like to do. So I sat down for about 2 hours and made some macros and switched to arms and got him all set up and done a couple BGs and was just absolutely destroying people on that fucking arms warrior. And I was just having so much fun. And it relit the old flame. So I'm like, all right, you know, you guys want to PvP, let's PvP. So, so I'm going to get back into that, see how far we can go this season. That's about it. You know, and besides for a few things, it seems like the classes are pretty balanced. I mean, to me, they're pretty balanced. There's a few things that could change, but that's always and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yeah, getting back into PvP, keep on the progression train. I'm just glad that we're getting shit down before the next thing comes out. That's what I'm happy with. Like, we're not buying and having to do two different raids, but, you know, we're just throwing heroic in there just because it's heroic, but for a little bit extra gear. But I'm glad to get shit down before the next thing comes out. Mm-hmm. As long as we keep doing that, I'm happy. Oh, yeah.
Good feeling to finally get that
back. It is, man. You know, if you can get shit done in the time frame that, you know, Blizzard is allowing you to do it, it feels a whole lot better.
Yeah.
To, you know, makes you feel like you're not fucking garbage.
Well, shit, by this time, last expansion, they had already gone into the next tier.
Yeah.
Really? Was it that soon?
Oh,
we're
yeah.
Not, we don't even have a tier raid yet. Yeah.
No, but that's the crazy thing is we had our first tier, and then it was like 2 months, maybe it was three. And it's like, boom, here's your next tier.
Huh.
It wouldn't have been bad, this expansion, because, fuck, we cleared Heroic in Nightmare in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
When we started. So, but, yeah, that's about it as far as gaming. I haven't played no Overwatch, but I wouldn't mind playing some. I think I'm right at the fucking 100 mark, so I need to get that, too. Get me a little star. I think I'm 70 or 80 or 90 or something. I haven't played it in forever, but I love it.
Yeah.
That's about it for that. As far as real life shit, just working, making them bones.
Mm-hmm.
a lot of early mornings, a lot of call ins at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. Shit. And
oh well.
Yeah.
That stuff gets pretty fucking old.
Yeah.
You know, you'd be up there taking a big nice shit and you get a call and got to go somewhere. You got to stop pooping. You go.
Pinch it off. You got work to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Or you sit here and you drink a couple beers and they call you in and like, fuck.
Thoughtless bastards.
Yeah. I did get talked in to having a New Year's Eve party.
Yeah.
Which is also my birthday.
Yeah.
So, usually we go to a friend of mine's house that I went to. He actually has a cabin on a place called Suffer Well. It's old Suffer Creek. We usually go there. He let one of his friends and wife move in there because he's gone out of town a lot and he's scared for his wife being home alone. But anyway, he let him move in there with him. It's a big, nice cabin, and she's pretty much overtook the place and told us we can't have parties there.
Oh, shit.
So I get talked into it. Not a big deal. You know, I had a big Super Bowl party here, had a good time. But the funny thing is, you know, pretty much all the people that I went to school with are cool as fuck. You know, they're all out, got kids, good stuff. Susie's friends are a different story. Because they're a little younger, you know, a little bit more immature. So I'm going down the list, you know, on our, you know, on her Facebook, and just, you know, inviting people because we pretty much got the same friends or whatever. But I deleted a shit ton of people off mine because I just wanted to keep family and like really fucking tight knit friends I went to school with to keep up with them that's moved off. But anyway, so I was on hers, inviting people, and I invited them. Fuck, I just went in there, click, you know. She's like, well, you can't invite this girl because she used to fuck this guy.
Oh, God.
And now he's married to this one, and they got a baby together, but everybody thinks it's this guy, so you can't invite him.
Shit.
It turned into a fucking mess. Because out of the original 60-some people that I invited, I narrowed it down to about 33 because of this shit. And they were her friends, not mine. And one of her friends that's actually a good friend of mine, she's cool as fuck, but she used to be a hoe. Anyway, I snap her. Her name's Autumn, so I snap her. I'm like trying to make a list for this party and try not to invite the guys that you've had sex with. It's surprisingly hard. She's like, she sent me a snap back, giving me the finger, says, hi, you got jokes, huh? I'm like, what's the fucking truth? I can't invite nobody because now you're married and your husband's real jealous and I just don't want nothing to get drunk and might say something. But yeah, it's her side of the friends that I'm having to avoid, which I hate that shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's going to be a good time if you guys wasn't so far away.
Yeah,
it would be fun.
But yeah, that's pretty much all the fuck I've done. Game wise, and nothing exciting's happened really. Kind of got into it with a KSP trooper the other night on my way to McDonald's, but I don't know. Got time for me to get into that shit. So,
we literally have nothing else to talk about. No news. No email.
Yeah. Okay, well, here we go. Sitting here, I went deer hunting this weekend too. I don't know, I left that out, but anyway, muzzleloader season opened up.
Yep.
Modern guns out. But anyway, me and a buddy of mine, which is that Autumn girl's husband, we went hunting, seen a bunch of deer, but nothing we wanted to kill. We get back home, we're sitting here, I'm like, hey, you know, he wants to go get Mexican food, and I've done eat, so I'm like, well, I'd like to have a Oreo McFlurry from McDonald's. So, of course, you guys know where I live, town, Edmonton's not very far, so we get in my truck, and we go to the end of the road, take a right, we're on 68 and 80, like 2 miles from Edmonton. I'm going out there. I see this car. It's coming towards us. It pulls off the side of the road, shuts its headlights off, parking lights off, everything. I don't know what the fuck they were doing. So, and the speed limit's 55. I was going like maybe 50 because I just pulled out up here. Didn't even have time to go too fast. I get right up on him, and he shoots a fucking spotlight straight in my face like as soon as I pass him. So I like hit my brakes and I slow down and, you know, I go on past him. I'm like, well, maybe he was trying to look at something across the road. Maybe somebody hit something or he might be looking for somebody that maybe run over there. And maybe I was just an unlucky bastard that caught the light when he flipped it on, you know.
Yeah.
Didn't think nothing else about it. Go to town, get our McDonald's, we're on our way back. So, you know, I'm only doing 50 because I know he's sitting up there and I don't want him to fuck with me.
Right.
And it's Kentucky State Police, who it is. And, like, I'm coming. I come back around. I think he's up on top of the hill where he was. Well, he wasn't. He was on the other side of the road back down at the bottom of the hill this time. But I didn't know he was there. And, like, their cars are, like, really dark gray. And he didn't have no fucking lights on whatsoever. So I'm coming around that curve at the bottom of the hill. And he fucking hits me with that spotlight right in my fucking face again. And, like, I thought he was on up the hill, so it scared the shit out of me. So I jerked my fucking truck, and, like, it goes off in the gravel. And then I get back on the road, and I slow down, and I look back, like, is he going to pull me over? Like, what's he doing, you know? I'm like, oh, I've never heard of anybody doing this. So it pisses me off.
Yeah.
So swing around. Come up, and I get out, go up to talk to the guy. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? He's like, what is your problem? I need you to back away from my vehicle. Okay. I back up. He don't know who I am. I don't know who the fuck he is. So he comes up. He says, well, I'm looking for somebody.
Okay.
I said, okay. That's not the way you look for somebody. You know, you pull them over. If you see a vehicle that matches the description of the person that you're looking for, you pull them over, go up, ID them, whatever, you know. Uh-huh. You don't flash your fucking spotlight and scare the fuck out of somebody driving.
You know, wind
about them. make me fucking wreck. So he's like, well, what the fuck do you know about it? I'm like, I might know a little bit more than you think I do, motherfucker. I was like, and then, you know, I told him I wanted to speak to his superior because I didn't want to fuck with him. So the sergeant shows up and he gives me the same attitude, like, what the fuck do you know?
Yeah.
That's like, and I said, well, I said, I just got out of school to mess with shit like this. He said, what do you mean? I said, you're at Columbia KSP Post, right? Yeah. I said, I'll be there first thing Monday morning.
So, everybody's oh shit lights came on, huh?
Yeah. I'm off tomorrow, but I am going in for a few hours. I don't have to be in there at no certain time, so. Going up there to take care of that business.
Straighten some motherfuckers out.
Because it's just stupid, man. You just don't do that. And, and it's like I told his sergeant. I'm like, you know, I'm not trying to cause no shit or anything over the deal. It's like, all I want you to do is tell him not to fucking do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, it's not cool. You know, safe. You make somebody wreck do that shit. Yeah. Like, it scared the absolute fuck out of me. Like, I jerked my vehicle real quick because, I mean, he shot me right in the face with it. And, like, you're going, of course, you know, there's no street lights or anything out here, so it's pitch fucking dark.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, a big boom, you know, like UFO, like, hits you in the fucking face. It scared the shit out of you. So I'm just like, that's just not cool. He's like, well, he kept telling me he was looking for somebody, and my truck apparently matched the description.
Yeah.
Show me your fucking SOP book that shows me to where you can do that.
Right.
Yeah.
That's not how you go about things. And they was just being dicks about it, so I'm going to be a dick about it.
Yeah.
He could have simply said, sorry, I was being a dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think he was looking for a fucking soul. I think he was doing it to make people fuck up to pull them over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly what the fuck I think he was doing. Because no sooner is when I passed that second time and turned around and talked to him and I pulled back out to come back home, he pulled somebody over. I could see him up on the hill. I could see his blue lights.
Yeah. So. He had to go get somebody.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Just being a dick. I can't even fucking go get me a fucking McFlurry.
Without getting blinded.
That's a cocksucker doing some shit like that. It run all over me. It just run all fucking over me.
It's irresponsible. It's dangerous. You're going to get somebody hurt.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
I would have fucking not jerked it back on the road and just went into the guardrail is what I would have done.
Yeah. Oof. Well.
But yeah, there's that.
That's a hell of a story.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear what happens.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to hear follow-up.
Go knocking on the door.
Whatever happens, I'm not going to be able to talk about, but.
Right, right.
I'm going up there. We'll put it that way.
Well, good luck.
Yeah.
Hopefully you get something out of it anyway.
Because, you know, I look over at my buddy and I'm like, what coincidence is this that I just got out of school and this happens? I'm like, that is one of the unluckiest sumbitches I've ever seen in my life. Out of all the people he could have flashed going down through there.
Yeah.
I had to flash my truck. Yeah.
Well, hopefully he gets reprimanded out of it and actually does his job a little bit more appropriately.
And he should, because it's just not cool. It's not a very cool thing to do.
Yeah.
I mean, and, you know,
if somebody's speeding or going over a little bit or crossing a line or whatever. No, not even that. A lot of them, lot of the cool ones, will just flip their blue lights on. You slow down, they'll flip them right back off, and they will not pull you up. It's just a, hey, you're going just a little bit over, slow it down. That's what you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Shine a fucking, like I'm a fucking deer. Shine a fucking spotlight in my face. Idiot.
You know, the story probably goes something like his spotlight had been broken for like 2 months and he wasn't able to use it. They yeah. finally got it fixed and he's like, bam, motherfucker, bam.
Yeah.
It worked. Freeze. This is so much fun.
Yeah.
Either that or he was sitting there doing it. Yeah. Sitting there doing it and laughing at the stupid son of a bitch. He's jerking her tricks off her head. Yeah.
Just so he can go home and watch the dash cam with his wife or something.
Yeah. Look at this stupid son of a bitch.
You're blind. Crash.
But yeah, not cool, man. Not cool. And here's a lot of things that a lot of people don't know. If you, man, if you see a fucking officer doing something stupid or you think it's not right, mm-hmm. call. Make a phone call.
Yeah.
Report it.
Yeah. And it's not so much to get them in trouble because, I mean, you report a guy. It's not like in school. They're not going to fucking throw the book at them. They're just, you know, they're going to reprimand him a little bit from doing, some, you know, most of the time it's just a good talking to the first mm-hmm. time
yeah.
or something. But, yeah, cops do wrong, guys.
Well, and if they don't get those things on their record, then they, you know, first offense is one thing, a second offense is another. Yeah. And if you don't have that first and second offense or whatever the fuck it is, depending on the severity of things, he doesn't have a record if he doesn't get reported or mm-hmm. she. Whichever the officer is, and if they're doing wrong, they need anybody doing something wrong needs to be held accountable.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't yeah. matter what your position is.
Exactly, exactly. But don't think that they're above you because they're a cop. They can get in trouble too.
Tax bracket,
they work for you.
Yeah.
That's what a lot of people don't understand. They fucking work for you.
Yeah,
yeah.
Try to keep you safe.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, yeah. That's yeah. it. That's it.
All right, cool. We didn't have. Shit for
we
emails.
Got the one thing.
We got one thing for news that you want to talk about?
Yeah, just because I know Daggard's going to go, you didn't talk about this?
Right.
It's amazing!
Right.
Do you want to play the bumper?
Yeah!
Here's some news that really sucks. Probably about some Warcraft stuff. No one even gives a fuck. Warcraft news.
So what do you got?
I gotta apologize to Chubbs because he got all butthurt because I said Jim Gnarly's intro was way better and Chubbs was stupid and he cried and he sent me messages saying, you don't love me anymore.
Well, feel privileged, Chubbs, because we're not even going to get to play Gnarly's intro today because we didn't have any emails. So
we could just play it.
Yeah, I say just play it.
People are tuning into the show just to listen to that bumper.
Just play it.
Yeah.
Just look at
so here's the one piece of news. Apparently some asshole decided that he was going to never sleep and never leave his computer and managed to grind the fucking 65,256,330 artifact power required to unlock every artifact trait slot possible. Every single one of them.
Fuck!
65,256,330 artifact power.
Jesus.
You're I'm disappointed. Asshole. I'm so disappointed in Dagger.
This was Surly from the EU, the Maelstrom.
That makes sense. Fucking yeah. EU players.
So, yeah. What does it say? The first to finish earning all the artifact weapon traits. Chain running Mythic Plus dungeons.
Jeez.
That's what he did.
And the nobody gives a fuck award goes to?
Right.
Yeah. There was a... Another, the same thing, nobody gives a fuck award. I think, what the hell is his name? What's his name this week? Elder.
Yeah.
Linked in our Discord, he linked a story 20, or a tweet. Yeah,
yeah.
20 Mythic Plus.
Yeah.
Wow.
Congratulations. How much did that pay again?
Yeah, you're fucking awesome, dude. Fucking awesome. It's, I mean, and I'm not trying to like discredit their effort, but that's a lot of pussy that this guy who got all of his artifact power thing,
mm-hmm.
he missed out. That's a lot of pussy.
Pussy!
He's never getting any if he's got that much time.
Right.
Definitely not. Yeah, and the guys with the 20 plus mythic thing, like, yeah, your dicks are huge.
He's in between girlfriends right now.
Is that what he's in between jobs.
Yeah, in between jobs.
I was trying to think about like where Mythic Pluses fit into the interest in Warcraft. Like, why is it cool? Because they're not doing. Are they doing challenge modes at all? I don't think they are. I think challenge modes are gone.
I think they don't think they're doing them.
So it's just Mythic Pluses. So they found out people were attracted to the challenge modes. So they said, here's the Mythic Plus. You can make it harder and harder and harder. And because with challenge modes, it was a set difficulty. So now you have the ability to make it harder and harder, which I don't know how the fuck that works. But I still have yet to run a Mythic Plus. I haven't done it. Don't care.
Well, that's the thing about WoW. You put a number on anything, and people want the max number.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just for bragging rights. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong with that. No,
to each their own, I guess.
I mean, yeah, to each their own. But if you boast about it all the time, you're going to get the nobody gets a fuck award.
Right.
I suppose it's a lot like getting the high score on in the Pizza Hut Pac Banner game.
Nah. I don't have the high score there. I just wanted to play the motherfucker.
Shit. That was a shot that missed the fucking center.
Yeah, I wasn't like super good at it, but I played it a lot.
That's all I had for news. Just those two. There's some bragging rights out there, people who are very cool. I think this guy was a Frosty K.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think. It's hard to tell in the picture. Doesn't really say. Hmm. So, grats.
Yeah.
Oh, huge fucking sneeze right there.
That was a big one, dude. I seen that.
About to knock my fucking earphones right off.
That's one of them sneezes that'll throw your back out.
Yeah. You just about went right into the monitor.
Oh, after I crashed a motorcycle years and years ago, and I landed on my elbow to protect my side, you know, when you kind of go into turtle.
Tuck and roll.
Yeah. So I landed on my elbow, and I fucked a rib up, and ever since then, that fucker, I don't know if it makes any sense, but it feels like it comes out. Hmm. And I got to somehow jam my back into a wall to get it to pop back in. That's how it feels. I don't know if that's what happens or what the fuck goes on. But
sounds healthy.
It's just like somebody's got their thumb stuck in my spine. And it's just not twisting or anything, just pushing really fucking hard for a day until I get that sucker pop back in.
Slipped a disc. Usually
breathe in real deep, exhale, and then bam, knock myself into a door casing or something, and I'll pop right back in good shape. And it's like the most relieving feeling ever. It's like taking a massive shit you've been holding all day. God, that felt good to get rid of the load off my back.
Mm-hmm. Shit!
That's all we fucking got, man. There's nothing else to talk about.
Yeah, we did pretty good for having nothing to talk about.
No, we can. We've had some pretty slow news weeks before. We're pretty versed in making shit up.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, fuck. We haven't even got to the point where we had to make games up just to pass the time. We've been able to pass it, which is bullshit. And so we're in good shape. Well, what do you guys think? You want to go do a couple matches of Overwatch?
Hell yeah!
I haven't heard that fucking clip in forever. Where did you pull that one out of?
I don't know. I just found it.
Seven drawers back. Play that one again.
It's
very important.
Hell yeah!
Well, I grabbed it because you guys were talking about Helya earlier in
TLV.
Yeah. So I was like, damn, where is that clip?
He's white and he used that fucking.
I had it, yeah. I had to find it.
Hell yeah!
Oh God!
Yeah.
God, I know we used to make soundboard magic.
We still do occasionally. You got something to go unpack?
Yeah.
All right, hit it.
All you gotta do is hit the button. All
right. Time to open up the inbox. I'm gonna have a message or not. Now a long voicemail, now a loving email. Gonna hear some dumbass thoughts. Oh, not, but probably so. You've been listening to the Stopcast podcast. You can find us at stopcast.net or listen to us on iTunes or Stitcher. Email the show at stopcast@gmail.com or call us at 209-845-7867. Follow us on Twitter at J_Stopcast, at Mike_Stopcast, and at PacmanPVP. Catch us live every Sunday night at 10 CST. Thank you for listening, and we hope you enjoyed the show.